Hey everybody, welcome into the MTOM Podcast Studio, but I'm not in the studio this week. We're back out on the road. Last week we had a behind the scenes with Sarah Pratt, who carves the butter cow at the Iowa State Fair. We're going to continue at the Iowa State Fair, but this time we're going to talk with Ernie Barnes. He is the superintendent of the swine barn at the Iowa State Fair. He's also involved with the World Pork Expo, and he is someone that has bridged the gap somehow between Mississippi and Iowa. We'll talk about that story as we ride along on a golf cart. This is a look at one of the features that we do at Iowa PBS. It's called Corndog Conversations. You'll see early on here why we call it that. But we talked to Ernie about generations in agriculture, specifically in the hog barn. That's this episode of the MTM Podcast. Getting time with Ernie Barnes is not easy, but we were able to get you on a different golf cart. You okay riding with mine?
I'll trust your driving.
Okay, so this is a corn dog conversation, so before we get started, I got to give you one of these.
Goodness.
You all right with that?
And you got the best brand out here. I'm not saying who it is, but it's the best brand.
Are there days that you miss a corn dog, or is that a daily diet
thing? Oh, you have to. I mean, you get your protein and carbs in one swift bite. You know, and you get a little variety if you add ketchup one day or mustard the next. And
so these are naked ones. You going to be okay with nothing on it?
I'll be okay.
You ever put barbecue sauce on it?
I really haven't.
Okay.
I mean, I'm more of a mustard guy.
Mustard guy. It figures. All right, let's go for a ride. We're going to go around your building because I want to learn more about what you do as a swine superintendent.
Sounds great.
Okay, so the first question is... You've already answered it. Mustard is the answer for what you put on your corn dog. What does the swine superintendent mean? What's that job?
You're basically in charge of the entire barn. I've got a crew of about a half a dozen people that help us do that. But like this week, we've got 4-H pigs into the barn. I don't have a lot to do with the 4-H exhibitors, but if they need some help, if a water... drain with the plug up. We get a hold of maintenance if we have electricity issues. So I'm supposed to be the know-it-all for the entire barn. And more times than not, the barn runs us. But it's a great atmosphere to see all of our friends.
And as you drive down, I mean, you drive around. You do all sorts of things. We'll get into that in a moment. But walking around here... people come in around your door and they want to look at the big boar.
Big boar.
Do you hope that they take a little further step into the barn?
We'd like for them to see the young people. And it's amazing how the young people we put next to the big boar will share their pork production knowledge with them. And they get asked all kind of questions. So it's a good educational opportunity for those young people to talk about the big boar as well as pork production here in Iowa.
You participate in the big boar competition as the MC. This year we had two entries, one that didn't want to go into the chute. But your job is to a little bit of educate, inform, and entertain. Is that kind of the MC role?
Absolutely, and I'm proud you put the word MC after I was in the big boar contest. So some folks might think otherwise. That's what we want to do. We want to educate any of the people that may not be from Iowa or even here in Iowa and don't understand how valuable pork production is to this state. And so we do that. It's probably the second biggest crowd we see in the swine barn throughout the fair, except when champions are being named. So what better opportunity to share the pork message?
And the message is we've got more pigs than people in Iowa.
That's right. And hopefully we're doing things right. We care about our communities. We care about the environment. And pork producers do an excellent job of proving that every day. And hopefully make a delicious product, even though sometimes it doesn't have as much pork in it as we'd like.
Well, that's true. You better have a bite, because if I don't let you have a bite, it's going to ruin the whole segment. Is a corn dog okay for breakfast?
Absolutely. Certainly is.
And it's okay for dinner?
Yeah. All three meals. It can work. Other night, my wife wanted to try out one of the new foods. I didn't like the sound of it. I stepped across the street, got me a Campbell's corn dog, and I was fine while she tried the new one.
So if I had a blind taste test,
for the different corn dogs, and there wasn't wrapping on them, would Ernie Barnes be able to tell the difference?
I bet you I could.
Really?
I bet I can. This particular brand has been around since the invention. They might have even invented it. But their breading just adds to it.
It is good. Yeah. I mean, they're all good. But those that are connoisseurs, it's kind of like, you know, is it a fine wine?
Yeah. Now you're stretching it, Paul. I don't know if we're going that far. But.
Well, let's stop here for a minute. I got a couple other questions I want to ask you. Ernie, when you walk around, I was asking about walking around the building, and now I want to say stop for a minute, because when you look in and see all these families, I mean, right over our shoulder, there's a young family that she can't be much more than 5 or 6. What is it like to see the generations take part in something at the fair, like a hog exhibit?
It's probably one of the biggest reasons I do this. Over the years, and I'm in my 20th or 21st year of doing this, I've seen two generations come through. Mom and Dad, we've seen engagements happen here, and now they've got kids showing pigs here. So I just love that. We're full in the barn for this 4-H show this week, but families still get together and bring their chairs and put them out in the aisle. So the general consumer may have trouble wandering through the barn today, but that's part of the fair atmosphere, is getting families together and talking about, well, now when we did this, hogs were bigger, or they were, I still maintain that kids today are a lot better showmen than their parents ever were.
Really?
Any one of the pigs in this barn, they could take their driving instrument, can drive them to the steps of the Capitol, say, hello, Governor Reynolds, drive them right back down and have them back here. To where in my day, you had to have hurdles and panels and everything else and couldn't drive them across the street. So I love to watch these young people do that. So it's just great to have family atmosphere here.
Your day job is promoting pork, but you're promoting pork in a different way here. I mean, the family atmosphere, but it's that, I always say, the rural-urban partnership is absolutely on display here at the fair. Why is that important to you?
Even in Iowa, with Iowa being the largest pork producing state in the nation, a lot of folks don't understand how valuable it is. Governor Branstad used to say, when pork producers are making a profit, the state's in the blue, in the black. And I think that's well said. So anything we can do to tell our city friends about pork production and share with them how valuable it is to the economy, we're doing our job.
And it's valuable. I think I asked you earlier about more pigs than people in the state. That is a message, if you're doing it right, is kind of what you said. Excuse me. What is it, from an industry standpoint, what are we doing right when we have a show like the fair?
I think we're showcasing the youth of tomorrow. I say it lots of times, that it's not about the pigs, it's about the kids. And I don't care if these young people turn into being pork producers, if they're doctors and lawyers and they're willing to remember the positive sides of their experience here at the fair and showing, they're helping us, whether they go to Cornell or some other New York university, they're sharing the messages about what they learned, about the Iowa life, about agriculture in general. And as everyone knows, or a lot of folks know, less than 2% of our population is even in agriculture. So what a great opportunity for these young people to share, no matter what they may choose to go into as their career.
The way you say Iowa doesn't sound the way I say Iowa. That sounds maybe like it's got a different, I won't say nationality behind it.
You don't think I'm from Southern Iowa?
I was going to do a joke. I was thinking about a joke to set this question up and say, you sound like you're from McGregor, Northeast Iowa. Yeah. Not Southern Iowa. That's the easy joke. You came to Iowa in the mid-80s from where?
Mississippi. I grew up in Mississippi. I went to college at Mississippi State, and I had a college professor that grew up in Muscatine, Iowa, and he said, Barnes, as much as you like pigs, you're going to have to go to Iowa. And so I had one job in between coming up here, and that was in Indiana, and I knew eventually that had to come to Iowa. And Orville Sweet was heading up National Pork Producers Council at the time, and he said, we're going to do this new event. We don't have a name for it yet, but we need someone like you that loves pigs, has a passion for pork production, and knows a little bit about putting events on. And So we came up with the name World Pork Expo, real creative, you know. And so it was great. I come up here in 86. We had the first expo in 1988 and had over 55,000 people at it just to celebrate pork. So a few years later, Marion Lucas, manager of the state fair at that time, said, "How would you like to be swine superintendent?" And I said, "What's that entail?" So, yeah, live in the hog barn for 2 weeks. Enjoy the fair. Yeah, I'll be there.
And you've been here since, I think you said 2002?
Yep.
So when you took over. When it all is said and done, if you could only, if I can only do 5 things at the fair, make the pitch on why I need to make sure that the swine barn is one of those 5.
I think there again, of all the events and activities, you see the individuals have to do a lot of the work. I mean, in this day and age, a 9-year-old that has to be 9 to come and show in 4-H, they can take care of a 300-pound pig. They understand what they're doing. They understand in most cases that this is going to be someone's breakfast in a few weeks. They appreciate that. So, yes, we have a lot of people come in for the big boar contest, and that turns into pizza. That's not necessarily breakfast, but I would encourage everybody to come by, look at what we've got going on. And last night was a good example. We had Bacon Buddies helping some of those young people that aren't as can't get around as easy as our kids can. And each one of those individuals, Special Olympic kids, had 2 mentors. Mm. I mean, at 6:30 last night, I got tears in my eyes, and I'm so happy. We had 16 young people showing pigs, and you'd have thought they just won the College Baseball World Series. They were so happy out there. So those kind of things, you can't do that everywhere you go.
Right. Well, we have other parts of the barn we want to see, and I got more questions, so let's keep eating that corn dog. You also have a job on one of the last few days of the fair with the sale of champions. You kind of talked about the kids and their relationship, and they understand it's going to become food. That's still an emotional day when they have to say goodbye to that very much prize-winning animal.
You've got to remember, they've spent every day this summer, many cases with a steer. They started feeding them last December or November. So 320, 30 days with them. A pig, they've been with them 150 days. Day in and day out, you know, how many friends do they see every day of the year? If they see that market animal, whether it's a steer, a lamb, or pig. So those kids they have that soft spot in their heart for them, and they understand what's happening, but they've spent a lot of time with it, and certainly they've collected more money off that animal than they ever dreamed they would.
Right, and there's a big difference between reserve champ and grand champ, but they're not supposed to be in it for the money. It's the experience, but let's face it, we're competitive people too.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's okay.
Yep. Maybe sometimes the parents are more competitive than the kids, but we get through that as well.
You mentioned earlier about generations. You can remember second generations or something like that. That's an Iowan thing, a rural thing too, right?
Absolutely.
What is generational agriculture? I mean, you're from just like in Mississippi, generations matter.
Absolutely. You take the advice they give you, you hopefully can leave it better than you got it, whether it's handing down land, livestock, or whatever. And I know my granddad, we just had a small cattle operation, and he said, the main thing you can do is make my cow herd better than I had it. And you always hope you can do that. But the same with farm ground. Leave it better than you found it. And I think we try and do that. And Iowans are great at doing that. There's no doubt in my mind.
Isn't it amazing we're driving right by?
Didn't scare him at all.
Doesn't scare him, doesn't spook him. You talked about going to the governor.
And honest to goodness, 20 years ago, they wouldn't even think about bringing that pig out on the street. He'd have to stay in the barn with the gate shut. And here they can wander around, and they could walk across that street and stop him if a car's coming. It's amazing. That showmanship's going to be at 1 o'clock this afternoon, and the judge will have them do some things that In my day, you wouldn't have even tried with a pig.
When's the last time you showed a pig?
A couple of years ago, they had a celebrity showmanship contest, and I think the basketball coach from Drake beat me.
Oh.
So that was good to have them out here as well. And that's something we do, too, is try and involve celebrities like the Governor's Steer Show. I love to try and get up there if we're not too busy in the hog barn to just see a few more people involved in what these kids are doing on a daily basis.
I enjoy walking through the barns here when we're talking, and you know, you hear all about production agriculture in Iowa, and it's, you know, for somebody else, and that might be the case for a big percentage, but I think it's still a family member out there feeding.
Absolutely, it certainly is, and that's what makes it so good. I mean, you see families coming here. We're changing our pig show, or the open breeding show, to Friday, and we're not doing anything on Thursday because the exhibitor said, you've been rushing us in and out. Give us time to just sit here and talk to family members, talk to fairgoers. So we're going to try that this year and see if it works.
So you do listen to people?
We try to.
What, when it's all said and done, favorite event that you do in the swine barn?
Oh, goodness. I get worried about those big boars. I'm concerned one of them may, you know, as you said earlier, doesn't want to go on the scales, or maybe decide it's time to take a nap and he lays down and, you know, we stay there. That Bacon Buddies, Special Olympic kids, I mean, it just tugs at my heartstring. But I think when it gets down to it, it's the people. Renewing, there's people I don't see but once a year, and that's inside the walls of the swine barn. And we catch up on grandbabies that used to be just kids, and now that Paul and I have 7 grandkids, you know, we're comparing pictures. I never thought I'd be doing that, but I had our grandson out here, one of our grandsons, last night, and you know, his head was on a swivel. He didn't know what to think about all this. So I think it's the people, getting to know them, renewing acquaintances, and just having fun with them.
Good political answer when you didn't pick a specific event or breed or herd. I, you know, he's pretty good at this. So, Ernie, thank you so very much for taking time, and enjoy your corn dog.
I will. Thank you a lot.
My thanks to Ernie Barnes for going along with another crazy idea. If you have feedback, something crazy you want to tell me, paul.yeager@iowapbs.org or market@iowapbs.org. Thank you. Next new episode comes your way Tuesday.